And Jesus, and I want to go a little bit into this reality, is inviting Peter. I'm going to read that because I know my heart in Spanish, but in English, forget about it. Okay, well, let me read all of these. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had to say this, he said to him, "Follow me." This last part is what I want to comment a little bit with you, because it is beautiful, all the symbolism and the spiritual reality that it is here. When you were younger, you used to dress yourself. Well, this verb to dress is not a proper translation. In Spanish, we translate by teñir. Teñir means to tie yourself. To tie something about your body. That it is a symbol of to submit yourself to somebody. And when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. This is a reality, how if, when we are children in a spiritual life, we try to keep our freedom to go where we want, to do what we like, and to organize our lives according to our own will. But Jesus was telling him, when you grow old, when you will be mature in a spiritual life, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you, will tie you, and lead you where you do not want to go. And this is the maturity in a spiritual life, that you allow God to tie you. You are tied by His will, that is love. And the only thing you want to do is to live in obedience to His will. And this is very important, my dear girls, because you need to think in a supernatural way. Today we live in a world where just the word obedience sounds like crazy. The opposite, the word freedom, freedom, freedom is everywhere, everywhere. And through freedom, many are slaves of their passions. And we need to discover the supernatural value of obedience. Looking at Jesus Christ and Our Lady, if you realize all the work of our redemption was an act of obedience. Jesus was obeying to the will of His Father. He made Himself obedient to the cross, said St. Paul. And the obedience of Christ has been our salvation. The obedience of our Blessed Mother has been her way in cooperating to our salvation, the redemption of the world. Because the world was lost by the disobedience of Adam and Eve. You can see Romans chapter 5, 2, if you like, what St. Paul is talking about it. Disobedience of one man came the ruin. By the obedience of one man came salvation. And if we really want to enter into that plan of salvation, to join our lives to the plan of salvation that God the Father has for all humanity, we need to obey God, to show Him our love through obedience to His will in my life, to do in my life what He wants me to do, to share His destiny, to share His sufferings, to share His cross, so that one day we can share His glory and His resurrection too. Because the true and real love wants to share with the beloved His life. St. Teresa of Avila, in November 18, 1572, in the Convent of the Incarnation in Avila, Spain, St. John of the Cross was celebrating Mass. At that time, St. Teresa of Avila was the superior of the convent, and St. John of the Cross was the confessor that she brought to help the sisters to have a better religious life. And funny enough, St. Teresa of Avila, she liked very much to receive communion with big host. Just the simple fact to receive a big host in her mouth was for her a consolation. And St. John of the Cross, to mortify her, used to break the host in half and to give her just half of the host. Mortify what can be considered a little attachment or spiritual attachment. But anyway, that day with half the host that she was receiving, after communion she received the spiritual marriage. And the Lord Jesus was presenting to her and talking to her, and He was bringing a nail in His hand, not a ring, for a spiritual marriage, not a ring, but a nail, to share His passion with her. And He was telling her, till now, you didn't deserve this grace, but from this day on, you will look for My glory, not only as your Creator, but also as your spouse. My glory is yours, and your glory will be mine. You see, Jesus wants us always to share His destiny, to share His life, and to live in the same way that He was living. I always do whatever pleases my Father. In the life of Jesus, His love for the Father became obedience. And this is what we need to do also in our lives. And for this retreat I was telling you in the very beginning, you know, don't be looking for feelings. What you need to look in your life is to do the will of God, to please God every day. And especially when you are taking big important decisions in your life, look to obey God, to do His will, to follow whatever vocation He calls you to follow, to trust Him, to make your love obedience. St. Ignatius of Loyola, again, I said before that he was insisting very much how love has to be shown in works, not in words. Not to love God with my lips. And he's saying at the end of the spiritual exercises, that beautiful prayer, take Lord, receive all my liberty. You see, receive all my liberty. Out of love, I surrender my liberty, my freedom to you. Obedience. Love becomes obedience. Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. You have given that to me, and now I return to you. Give me only your love and your grace. And that's enough for me. Then I invite you to make that offering, that prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola. But if you do it, you need to do it with truth. That if you say, take, Lord, all my liberty, you mean what you say. And if not, don't say it. So that we can also learn and share the new style of life that Jesus has shown us. That we can share with Him this new reality, the new life that is coming through His resurrection, that is transforming the world. This world that was in the disorder of disobedience, and now that He has restored order and love through His obedience. This has to be our style of life too. And in this time of silence and personal dialogue and conversation with Him, ask Him that you can understand and follow that new style of life.